coming to you from the shores of the Pacific Northwest, keeping you up to date on technology while enjoying a little whiskey on the side, with leading-edge topics, along with special guests, to navigate technology in a segmented, stylized radio program. The information that will make you go, Pull up a seat, raise a glass with our hosts as we spend the next hour talking about technology for the common person. Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum.
Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum, the show that makes you go,
Yeah, you got to get that really,
Technology news of the week for November 28th through December 4th. This is episode number 24.
Yeah, we're almost there.
We're almost there. At 25, we're not saying what episodes we are. That's just right. Doing the weekly things, and we're continuing on. That's correct. I'm Nathan Mum, and welcome to our show as we live stream in studio today from 4 to 5 p.m. You can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and our home radio station, KKNW 1150 AM. So if you want to see us as we talk during commercials and prep up for each of the different segments, you can do that and have a great time. And if not, then you can just see
you're
our smiling
better
faces.
Off for it.
That's right. All right. What is our Tech Time Radio? Our show is a weekly hour-long technology show, and we talk about current technology in a simple format that gives you information without having to geek out. The show is for everyone, and we provide you with the top tech news, along with segments that bring different perspectives and highlighted guest interviews. Today, our main segment, we are covering your top five technologies for the holidays. And we're going to be doing a review on cell phones. So we spent lots of time on cell phone reviews for the 2020, 2021 year coming on up, and specifically on 5G, making sure that you get the right phone so that your 5G can work.
So that you can talk to the aliens.
And that's right. So you can get the radio waves that are coming across. Absolutely. So if you do have a cell phone question or anything about the holiday top five technologies, you can always go on to our live stream on Facebook and ask a question, and we monitor that during the show, and we will answer your question for you. But before we get going, we always got to open up with our question, because I don't ever ask Mike how his weekend was, because I don't care what your weekend is. But
yeah, thanks.
But we do have a loaded question. So here's your loaded question. Mike, what always makes more time than it should? What always takes more time? What always takes more time than it should?
Everything.
Everything. Well, that's not really specific. We're looking for specific with your background and expertise.
Running a business always takes more time than it should.
Running a business. You know what? We have a guest on today, a CEO that runs a business. So we're going to be really excited about him. Ask him how easy it is to run a business, because that's correct. When you're trying to do business stuff, you're on 24/7, always busy. There's no really off time, right? That button's always on.
It's always on.
You never really get downtime. There's always something you can be doing, whether it's marketing, sales.
It's usually just pulling your hair out, trying to figure out how to make everything work.
Make everything work?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, see, if you need technology services, then you can call Elite Executive Services, and we can help you out with that, can't we?
Yeah, we could do that.
That's right. Okay. All right. Now, today we're also going to be giving away our Pulse device. Mm-hmm. From Vivomi, our portable EKG machine that we have right here in studio. So one of our lucky winners today from our fan list, and hopefully everybody had a chance to sign up. If you go to techtimeradio.com and click on the fan list, just all you got to do is put in your email address. You don't even have to put in your first name or last name, because we don't care, but we're giving away this raffle at the end of the show today. So we'll make sure we do that. And as we're ready to go, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's pretty good. Lots of turkey and, well, you know, pretty much everything you don't want to eat.
Rumor heard through the grapevine is that you went on out and took advantage of one of the Black Friday deals that we talked about on our show last week. Is that right?
I did. I went and got myself a Surface Pro.
Oh,
which is better than your Surface Pro.
It is, but we won't talk about it. You got the new Surface 7. Is that what you got?
I did, yeah.
The Surface 7. Now, you know the secret to that. So the Nathan Nugget of the day, here it is right now, is on the very back of your Surface, there's an SD card slot that's available.
Mm-hmm.
And if you buy, there's two companies, PNY, which makes this nice micro SD card, and there's also an HP company makes a really good, it has to be 100 milliseconds. You can put an additional hard drive in your Surface for $50 to $60 instead of spending hundreds of dollars. So I have a 512 gig SD card in my Surface, and it takes care of all my backups and all my video editing stuff that I do.
Nice.
So there you go. SD card, open the back of your kickstand, put it back in there. But as we digress about Surface and different items. I did get to see the Rockettes.
Did you?
So you guess what the Rockettes looked like?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it? So the Rockettes at the end of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, as we talked about on our last show, they all dressed up as tin soldiers.
Really? So I bet you were really excited about that.
So it was really nice. They came on out. They did a whole routine. I had to go back through my DVR a couple times to make sure that that was the Rockettes there. But it was fantastic.
If you have to search and make sure that.
Well, so there was a lot of different acts. I kind of liked Delta's act, and they had the Delta Airlines did an act, and they just came on out and they played the Nutcracker, and they had this ballerina on the stage. I thought it was pretty good. Some of the singing, whoever did their AV should be fired because the mics could not be heard on the broadcast, and so it was like,
oh no,
it was like literally having a mic out there trying to get somebody to take care of. Oof, and that was a big production, so somebody is not having a job today. But let's
virtual parade.
That's right. So let's start our first segment, number one, which we call our top stories in 5 minutes.
What's happening in the world of technology? This is our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
All right, story number one. Have you tried a hotel room as your office for a change of pace or technology getaway?
No.
You have not. Well, look for a drivable destination that offers great Wi-Fi, business amenities, and packages, plenty of ways to wind down your hours. The new hit is the idea of having your business day at a remote site. So guided with restrictions for...
Not a kindergarten.
No, not a kindergarten, not a classroom. No, we already did our remote show there once. That didn't quite work really well. But essentially, if you would like to get away from having to work at home, a lot of people don't have private offices. I'm lucky enough that I have a little private office. I think you have... Do you have a setup kind of a private area?
Yeah.
So they can get away. But if you're with the kids and you're sitting at the table day after day and trying to suffer through your Zoom calls of all 16 of them that you have scheduled within an 8-hour day, they are saying the best way to enjoy this is to go and take a hotel room that offers Wi-Fi and great services so you can go get away but still be at the office.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. I mean, because we've got a lot of stuff going on right now, and one of those is being isolated and feeling a little bit disconnected from our coworkers and from some of us, from our friends and our family members and things like that. So a lot of depression is going on. And then there's the flip side, where if you are with your mate,
you may want to get away too. Absolutely.
There's a lot of people that have shared spaces that they're finding they're having trouble sharing, and there's a lot of irritability and fighting.
Yeah, my wife and I worked in a company once together. Yeah, so yeah. That was the last time that we will ever work together, because I'd make a decision about something and come on home and say, hey, what's for dinner? And she's like, oh, yeah, really? You didn't say X, Y, and Z on that thing. We're not going to make you dinner. So I'm like, oh, okay, thank you very much. So that is not, yeah, so you may want to get away. Now, let me tell you, Las Vegas has jumped on this. So Las Vegas has the Viva Las Vegas. It's all marketed through Las Vegas, a Las Vegas getaway and workspace. They have hospitality industry is catching on, and Las Vegas is number one in this. The MGM Resort offers a Viva Las office with a room that's office-ready, fast and secure Wi-Fi, a desk, a chair, and plenty of video meeting-worthy backdrops. So they have, so you can move from place to place with different backdrops. The package can be booked for up to 28 nights, each with hotel stays between $100 and $350 per night for resort fees. Now listen to this package. A private regional airline, JSX, and MGM have partnered together to offer travel from $75, $100, or $125 round trip tickets on a private airplane. For example,
yeah, right now that's not hard.
No, so it's going to be just you and that little jet stream. For an example, a Seattle Las Vegas trip that usually costs around $700 plus flight will cost you $300 as the associate and includes flight. The package comes with an executive assistant that will help you book everything, so you don't have to plan anything. You have an executive assistant. You get a $50 food and beverage credit per night. You get the hop-on fare for the JSX, free parking, a safety amenity travel kit, a mask, sanitizer, and stylus pin.
Wow.
All from Las Vegas.
So that's where I'm going to be next week.
Dude, that is like a steal of a deal. Literally... For the $150, $300 price tag, you're going to get enough food in your private jet to get you there. It's unbelievable. So, I know I'm going to be in Las Vegas, too. We're going to be at the craft table. Yeah. Ready? Forget the business part. We'll
forget
just
what I just said earlier.
Yeah,
just,
okay. You're going to be there with the ear.
I'm just going
to
go.
And I just want my executive just to call, and they can do sales calls for me since I suck at sales calls. So they can just do that. Say, hey, here you go, executive assistant. Call all these people. All right. Story number two. Verizon and Apple announce a 5G fleet swap program. And listen to this, because we're all about phones today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the private indoor 5G network. So Apple and Verizon Business announced this week a 5G fleet swap, a new program to help businesses roll out the iPhone 12, which we're going to be talking about, to their employees. In addition, Verizon announced that General Motors and Honeywell will install the company's 5G Ultra Wideband, which is really important, service inside the corporate office.
Now, why is that important?
So what is Ultra Wideband? It is a radio technology that can use very low energy levels for a short-range, high-bandwidth communication. So ultra-wideband transmits in the same manner that you would have over a conventional narrowband with carrier transmission. So let's break that down into real-world terms, right, for everybody. In simple terms, it's like using the FM station spectrum. So think of having a radio, you listen to your FM spectrum. Essentially, inside that building, they shut it off, and they use that transmission signal in the building to send data back and forth. There you go. That's our 5 minutes. So we'll finish our story. Essentially, what they're doing is they're trying to take the ability of the Ultra brand, which is the fastest way to communicate wirelessly through technology, having it put into businesses, turning off that frequency coming into the business and blocking it. So you're not going to be able to listen to your FM station, essentially, because they're using the band to put over data, but then use that free essentially, it's a free Wi-Fi bandwidth that's out there and transmit the data. It's the fastest way to send data back and forth on 5G. We'll be talking about that a little later today.
All right.
But that is our bell. So our time is up. We got through two of our stories in the top 5 minutes. So if you want to learn more about these, please visit us online at www.techtimeradio.com. And you can have the links for these stories. You can click on the facts section and you can find out more and make sure that we are not making up fake news like other stations do. So we put out the information that's true and tested. So up next, we have our weekly segment called Protect Yourself Today. Your favorite, Mike.
That's my favorite.
This gives us an update on all the cybercrime breaches and ransomware payouts and ways to combat security. We're kind of putting that in there, too. We will also announce our whiskey selection for our pick of the day once we return from the commercial break. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a little whiskey on the side. I'm your host, Nathan Mumm. We got Mike O'Day here and David Brown in the office. We'll see you after this commercial break.
Hello, Seattle. How would you like to have immediate and easy access to your live EKG and heart rate data? Your data right at your fingertips and with no need to hook up wires and leads or be strapped to a machine at the doctor's office. The new Pulse device from Vivomi continuously tracks your EKG and displays this data on your mobile phone. Have you ever wondered how your EKG and heart rate behaves when you're exercising at the gym, navigating the stressful demands of the workday, or just getting the kids ready for school or relaxing at home? Now it is easy to check by simply opening the Pulse app. The Pulse device is sleek and low profile and designed to be worn without any straps or wires, and is also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower or take it swimming. For those serious athletes out there, the Pulse device also plays nicely with existing exercise tracking apps, and is Bluetooth enabled for easy pairing. You can free yourself from those outdated strap-based heart rate monitors. The Pulse is a different kind of wearable, and you can experience this difference by going to www.vivomi.com and ordering your device today.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, the show that takes a positive, forward-looking approach to mid to late career transitions for Gen Xers and boomers every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock Pacific. Whether you're looking to stay in the traditional workforce, do your own thing, or retire or semi-retire, Reigniting You is your source for career transition advice, inspiration, and insight for what's next in your career and life. Join me Wednesdays at 3 o'clock to get re-energized, recharged, and reignited.
New Advil Dual Action with acetaminophen fights pain in two ways. Advil targets pain at the source, while acetaminophen blocks pain signals. The future of pain relief is here. New Advil Dual Action.
Well, now that we got our drinks out of the way, what do you think of our Alberta's Distilleries Limited 90-proof $60 bottle?
Mmm.
Mmm. So it's got
a really hard bite. Though.
It does. You know what? And we had a little bit before the show, and yeah, didn't have as much as we did during that commercial break. Sitting it out and letting an air has developed a little bit of a stinger bite, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Good sting.
All right. So what is unique about this whiskey? Do you have anything that is specifically?
Well, it's 91% rye whiskey.
That's correct.
It's 8% bourbon, which is my favorite.
Yeah, so it's got a little mixture.
Yeah, and then 1% sherry.
Which I don't know what the sherry tastes.
I wasn't.
Maybe that's the little bitterness part. Maybe an additional hit with the sherry. Maybe
I don't know.
I
think the rye is probably the bitter.
I think so, too. Yeah. So, all right. We're going to be doing that at the end of the show. We're either going to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down on our whiskey like we always do. As we go right now, we are going to move into segment number 2, and this is called Protect Yourself Today.
Protect Yourself Today.
All right, David, to start our 5-minute timer, here we go. Our story number 1 comes to us from the government watchdog calls for 5G cybersecurity standards. So the U.S. Government Accountability Office is urging policymakers to adapt coordinated cybersecurity monitoring of 5G networks to ensure a safe rollout of the new technology. But now that 5G is already implemented around the U.S., is the standard something the U.S. should be doing? So this is great. This is just perfect for our government, right? So all of the companies have already established 5G technology, which we talked about a couple shows back, in understanding 5G, and now the government is deciding that they want to start doing some regulations.
Uh-huh.
So doesn't that sound great? So the Federal Watchdog Agency released a study that is entitled Capabilities and Challenges for the Evolving Network to discuss our high-performance goals and expectation for our 5G wireless network. The agency called for a coordinated monitoring program.
That's going to make all the conspiracy nuts happy.
I know. That ensures that the wireless ecosystem stays knowledgeable and above evolving threat. The government watchdog met with officials from selected federal agencies and companies involving the development of the companies AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon Communications. I'm sure they went to this meeting saying, what the heck am I doing here? Dude, you are 3.5 years late. If you wanted to come up with some regulatory processes for 5G, you should have done that at the beginning, because as we talked about, 5G is completely different from carrier.
Do you think they're trying to appropriate technology? Is that what?
I think what their concerns are, specifically with the proliferation of IoT devices out there using 5G, that they're not going to have the monitoring. So, I mean, you can buy a Raspberry Pi device or any other of these IoT devices, put it onto the network like your Nest device, like any of the Amazon Sidewalk stuff that's available. And essentially what you're doing is you're giving access to that device to the internet. And with 5G, it's going to be able to be really stable, so you don't have to go to a specific network itself. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to come up with some guidelines and saying, here, let's get everybody in play in the same sandbox. The problem is 5G, as we talked about, it's not a standardized technology, and all these carriers have different adoption rates that they've done.
Right.
So what they do want to do is they want to come up with an authentication method called 3GPPP, namely the 5G radio access, and then create a non-3GPP that would be for Wi-Fi networks. Now, this would be the craziest and stupidest idea to do, because if you want to have hackers
tell
come
us
in,
how you really feel.
So this is dumb. But so I mean, it's great we could have had some standards ahead of time, but if you're going to have all of the same companies use the same 2 authentication methods across the environment, essentially what you're going to do is then the cyber criminals are only going to have to learn 1 access way into the network, and then they'll have network access to all 3 carriers, whereas they were probably in a better situation that all of them can do it independently and don't have to do this. But this is really big right now, as we have a 3G race or as a 5G race going on to see what our standards should be doing. So Mike, tell me about this. Government creating regulations. What do you think about that?
That's a hard question to ask.
Well, that's what I'm asking
because,
you.
You know, because one of the essential functions of government is to protect its citizens. So when you look at it from that angle, you want to give them some credit.
Okay.
But we also know that they're also using it for other things. And that's the problem.
Okay.
They try to do these things under the guise of protection.
Yeah.
But there's always the back shadow stuff
that's going on.
That's going on. You know, what's the real reason? Why are they trying to put their little stamp of approval on this?
So I think really they're trying to combat against some of the Chinese individual companies and the nation state doing some of the cyber attacks on that. And so I think they're worried because China's a little bit ahead of the game on the 5G area. So they think if they get all the companies together.
Yeah, China's a little ahead of on a lot of fronts when it comes to this stuff.
Correct. And so they've already rolled out a great deployment of 5G. And so they're all unified since they have a different, political system over there. Mm-hmm. So they're all standardized already. And so I think that what people are looking at is, well, let's have a standardization to make sure that we're all safe too. All right, so here we go. Story number two, privacy invasion. Tracking productivity tools maybe monitors workers' productivities. Regulatory and employee litigations are facing violations for businesses.
This sounds just like the same story.
No, it's not quite the same. No, it's not. So, warning to workers, your productivity tools may be used to track your workplace productivity, and your boss may not even know it. Our time's up, but we're going to finish the story here. So, there's a warning. Essentially, with the surge of internet tools since COVID-19 pandemic, many employees began working remotely, right? So Microsoft last month began introducing a productivity score feature available to the business suites of Microsoft 365 or your Office 365 subscription. Although restricted to access by individuals with admin or certain types of reporting access, so essentially by default, the admin gets access to the reporting tools of all your Microsoft stuff, but they can easily set that up for
slopes.
Uncle. So Uncle Boss wants to have access to it to see what's going on with his employees. All they got to do is create an account and boom, he's got access. So essentially what this does is it tracks the productivity score. So Microsoft has developed its own store. Its own score system.
This sorry, is your the credit score for working.
And essentially, Jared Spataro, the vice president of Microsoft, said, let's be clear here. Productivity score is not a work monitoring tool. It's a way to discover new things about how you can do business better.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's be clear here.
So let's talk about it.
There's two ways of looking at that.
That's two ways. And so Microsoft's way is we're just helping out being productive and we give access to everything. Now, if you're in the European Union, you're safe, and we talked about this previously. H&M was fined, right? H&M was tracking their employees, and they were fined $41 million just about a month and a half ago, and we talked on Tech Time Radio, which is essentially enough to put them under.
Right.
If they have to pay that penalty, H&M will essentially close up. But currently, right now, there's a productivity score that if you're using any of the Office Suite items, be careful because your boss may know what you're doing.
So when I go home and log into my stuff, can I monitor myself to see if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
So I have it set up for myself, and I find it very interesting because I have no what it says high level thinking time. So my wife says, "Yeah, that happens all the
That's
time.
That's normal, though."
Yes, that's right. So I'm so busy doing work all the time that I have no time that I'm sitting there and doing high level thinking. So I need to be away from the computer
more.
How does it
score high level thinking?
I think it monitors all the Office apps, and I'm always in Outlook or Word or always in it. So I'm just constantly in all of those.
Oh, wow. So if you're not in Excel or I guess that would be a high-level thinking thing.
Yeah.
Because
so,
you have to really think about
So Excel, the pivot charts
cells,
and the and
Yeah,
and
you learned all about pivot charts.
I did because I'm trying to do some schooling on the side here. So, yes, I did. All right. Well, our time is completely up there. So we did a little Mike's Mesmerizing Moment, a little Nathan's Nugget, and 20 other different things here. So we're going to be taking a break, but when we come on back, we're going to have our Technology Insider, where we talk about the top five technologies for the holidays with our segment for our cell phone reviews. And then we're going to still have hopefully our Golden Nugget, but maybe not. I just used that time up. We also have our prize giveaway, and we have a fun segment called Two Truths and a Lie. And we have our guest that's going to be talking about his cell phone woes as he started migrating over to a new phone. So that will be really exciting to hear from the everyday common person. So we're going to take a commercial break right now, and we'll see you guys back in a minute.
Woo-hoo.
Hello, Seattle. How would you like to have immediate and easy access to your live EKG and heart rate data? Your data, right at your fingertips, brought to you by Vivomi's new Pulse wearable. And with no need to hook up wires and leads or be strapped to a machine at the doctor's office. Whether you are exercising at the gym, navigating the stressful demands of the workday, or relaxing at home, check your EKG as simply as opening an app. The Pulse, a different kind of wearable. And you can experience this difference by going to www.vivomi.com and ordering your device today.
Ace Hardware is a helpful place with prompt, friendly service and the brand names you know and trust, such as
Steel,
Scotts,
Miracle-Gro,
Toro,
DeWalt,
Milwaukee,
Yeti,
Traeger,
Weber,
Big Green Egg,
Clark & Kensington Paint,
Magnolia Paint by Joanna Gaines,
Benjamin Moore Paint,
Duracell Automotive Keys,
and many, many more.
When you visit Ace Hardware, you'll be greeted at the door and given the help you need.
So come visit us at Ace Hardware in Lake Stevens, Evergreen Way in Everett, and now Stanwood.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Are you looking for ways to maximize efficiency at your workplace? Are you tired of trying to coordinate and manage separate print, mailing, and marketing vendors? Or maybe you struggle with IT downtime and network security? If any of these business challenges sound familiar, it's time you were introduced to Kelly Imaging. Let our team help you control costs, manage expense visibility, reduce waste, and cut down expensive downtime. All for less than what you would pay in cash and man hours to do the work yourself. Kelly Imaging is ready to help you become a highly efficient industry leader. Contact us to learn how.
I feel like we're forgetting something.
Let me check.
Xfinity Home gives you peace of mind from anywhere with professionally monitored home security built around you.
No, I think we're good.
Good.
So when you're away, you don't have to worry.
The tent. We forgot the tent.
Except about that. Xfinity Home. Simple, easy, awesome.
Hey, look, I found the tent.
Get Xfinity Home with no term contract required. Call or click today.
All right, Mike, welcome back to Tech Time Radio. We're about to get ready to go into our main segment, which we call Technology Insider. But before we do, we had a fan ask a question online on the stream, and they asked, what is an IoT device?
IoT device.
So an IoT device in the computer world, we just think everybody understands, but it's an Internet of Things device. So it's essentially any device, so there's not a limitation of what falls into an IoT device, but it's any device that has logic that can communicate and create reasoning without having to have a big computer processing power to run that. So an example of that, again, would be your Roomba vacuum, right? It connects to the internet. It knows, the newer models do, it knows when to clean. You can put a schedule to it. So it has its own intelligence. And since it's connected to the internet, we actually don't have the visibility to see who's in that device. So if someone was to break in illegally and take over my vacuum or my coffee maker or any of these devices that are internet capable, including washer machines and...
What about my Alexa? Is that an IoT device?
So your Alexa is absolutely an IoT device. And an IoT device, because that gives you the benefit of listening to music. Mm-hmm. But you don't have any access of knowing who is connected to that IoT device. You just assume that it's connected and it's working and it's secure. And hopefully Amazon isn't listening, but they are. And
they're not going to find out anything.
I have tons of IoT devices around my house, and I like them because I like the ability to listen to all house audio. So I
just like walking into a room and going lights, and lights show up.
I do that. And then what's really bad is I have it on all of our Blink cameras. So every single time one of those cameras go off and I'm in my office, it says motion detected at the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard that before.
I've been there.
So that's what an IoT device is. So thank you for that question. All right. We're going to get right on to our Technology Insider.
Welcome to Technology Insider. We get the information directly from the source.
All right, our Technology Insider. We're going to be talking about phones, cell phones, and cell phones.
Yay, phones.
So first one we're going to be talking about is the iPhone 12. Have you ever heard of the iPhone?
I have one from, yeah. I have both.
So I have an iPhone 7.
I have an iPhone 9, I think.
So so what I will say is, as we start this segment, I have two cell phones. And I would always recommend people, if they have a job, to have their job cell phone and to have their personal cell phone. Because I worked at Microsoft early time, and I ended up having a phone there that I gave out to everybody. And then once you leave the company, guess what happens? Microsoft said they wanted their phone back and the number. And I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't have my own personal cell phone. So I got two. I have an iPhone.
Productivity tools.
That's right. They would be tracking me through.
They're tracking your productivity.
So I have both an iPhone and an Android device. So I have both of them, and I move between them all the time so I can kind of navigate and give a great story for here. So here we go. iPhone 12. Their iPhone has the iPhone 12, the iPhone 12 mini, the iPhone 12 Pro, and the iPhone 12 Pro Max, because we just can't make one.
Where's the iPhone 12 Plus?
Plus Plus? They didn't come up with the Plus Plus yet. So if you want to have, we're going to basically talk about the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro. So if you want a mini and you want the Pro Max, you can go and get those. But we're going to talk about essentially the stable line. So iPhone 12, what does it have? It's new square side design, which is kind of nice. It does 5G and it supports the sub 6 and the WMM wave format, which is that wide area band format. So for 5G, very important, the iPhone 12 mini, the iPhone 12 Pro, the iPhone 12 Pro Max, all of those support 5G at its top level. But it does have some abilities to not be so great, which the iPhone 12 comes on out with only 64 gigs of storage as the default. So most of the other competitors here are coming out with 128 gigs. 64 gigs would not make it for my apps that I have on my phone itself, and then it takes hours transferring it over, so not a good deal. It's buggy as hell. It is. We're going to talk about it. It is not ready to go. So the QC department was in Corona lockdown because they did not come on out and QC this application and the phone when it first came up. And you know what? It has the same megapixels as the iPhone 11. So the cameras and everything that are supposed to be there is essentially the same as the 11. So if you wanted a new camera, you're not getting a new camera. You're just getting a new version of the phone.
The camera's pretty good though, isn't it?
Well, so here's what I like. It's got a nice finish. It does fantastic autofocus for photos and videos. So you see those commercials where people are going around. People have used them to produce full-length movies. The camera ability in there is phenomenal. It's much better than anything else. And it's the fastest phone on 5G networks that are available. iPhone offers most of the same features designed for 12 as they have in 11. So here's their common problems. The iOS 4 12, I don't have time to read through them all, but they have update problems, Bluetooth problems, camera not working, frozen screen, apps not working, black screens, overheating, Wi-Fi problems, error codes, and battery issues.
Well, that sounds like my regular iPhone.
That is the list that Apple produced saying that we were working on issues. So this is the one that they've taken credit for.
Okay. They really haven't done a whole good job of that because I still suffer the same things with the one I got.
Yes. So what they did say is that if you do a FaceTime call, FaceTime to FaceTime, it's really cool in HD. So that is like one of the big features.
So I can see pores.
So you can absolutely. So if you're doing that, you can have everything. It also has the ability to categorize in new segments different mail messages and different incoming SMS text messages into categories into different areas. But here's the problem. Most of the people are not getting all their text messages. So here is just the current iPhone 12 issues from this morning.
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
Here's where the high Apple support. I got my new iPhone 12 Pro Max, and I'm not getting SMS messages for the last 24 hours. Can you help? I have the iPhone not receiving SMS messages. Apple support. Are you guys going to fix the message text issues? And can I get it to work on my internet? It is half the speed that it was previously on my home network. It's better to not be on my home network and just be on the 5G network available. So interesting that they are having some large issues with the iPhone 12. So out of a 5-star review, Tech Time Radio is giving it a 3.5.
That's generous.
So it still has a lot of 5G cool features. If they actually end up fixing the bugs, which they're going to have to because clearly they have a lot of issues with the phone, they're going to have to fix those bugs before they can move on.
They're just going to come out with iPhone 13.
They're going to have to fix the software because something ain't working right. So the next thing we're going to is the Samsung Galaxy S20.
Okay.
All right. So I've owned a Samsung also.
I have a Samsung right now.
You have a Samsung. Okay. So the S20 versus the S20 Pro. The S20 has a 6.2-inch screen, and the Plus has a 6.7-inch screen.
There's the Plus.
So there's the Plus. So they came out with the Plus. So Galaxy, Samsung understands the Plus means that it's all better.
That's right.
All right, what we liked about it is that it was small enough to use in one hand, excellent camera, top-notch features. What we don't like about it is it's expensive. It's more expensive than an Apple product.
I know.
So, I mean, that means Apple is like the top of the product line. When you go above and beyond Apple, you better be awesome because It's really heavy.
That's some big britches right there.
And it supports the slower 5G version, except if you use the Verizon phone. So there's a specific modeled phone for Verizon, but if you get the standard Samsung Galaxy S20, it doesn't have wideband chip built in it. So you spent all this money, and they didn't put the chip in to do high-speed data for 5G.
Well, why would they want you to
use T-Mobile?
It's like a $6.
Verizon's work, but T-Mobile's in the 5G area for the Samsung does not work. So if you're a Verizon carrier and you buy from Verizon, you're going to have the ability to take care of this. So we are going to give this camera, it has a good ability to switch between the 5G sub 6, which is the lower speed, and 4G and 3G networks. So the Samsung has a plus, unlike the iPhone and others that have to actually drop to that signal before they go. They actually have software built into the Galaxy S20 that will regulate those items so it can go. And that review is a 3.5 stars out of 5 also. So it's kind of the same as the iPhone.
So now, we're really not different.
We got some good stuff. So, yeah. So Samsung is more expensive. Isn't really good. You got the Apple
phone. The iPhone is not really good.
You might as well just buy the X model. So there's no real reason. But we have some positive news coming on up. Have you ever heard of the Google Pixel phone?
Yeah.
Okay. So Google Pixel 4 came out, right?
Uh-huh.
Then a month and a half later, Google announced the 5.
The 5.
And the 5's out. And the 5's a piece of junk. So don't buy the Google 5.
Is that the one that Pixel was overheating 5. All the time?
Yes. That is correct. They have overheating problems. They have camera problems. They have everything. So like, it's like the Apple iPhone 12. It's got all these problems. But there is a phone that's like unbelievably good, and it's called the 4A5G.
Uh-huh.
So it's the 4 model that they decided to keep on doing some work on, and they souped up the 4A model.
So they basically just backed up and went back.
They went back to the 4.
They're doing a 3-point turnaround, and they're going to go back.
They did a U-turn. That's right, on the middle of the freeway. They did a U-turn and said, "Oops, let's go back to the 4, which was really good, and let's just soup that up with 5G."
Yeah, let's do
that. So it comes with 128 gigabytes out of the box.
Okay.
So the phone, the 4, we're talking about the A, so beats the 12. Listen to the screen size here. If you buy a Pixel 5, you get a 6-inch screen. But if you buy the Pixel 4a 5G, you get a 6.2 inch screen.
What the heck?
Who in marketing did that?
I think their market research went somewhere.
Wow. It has a headphone jack.
Was this a COVID market research group?
I don't know. It's essentially, this phone is priced for under $300.
But that's nice.
And it does everything that you're going to get on the Samsung.
They sort of earned that, didn't they?
So they did. The 4 is the most important. So there we go. Now, that gets a 4 out of 5 stars. So that is kind of like, if you want to spend a couple under $300 and you want a good 5G phone, go with the Pixel 4a 5G. You will not be disappointed.
Don't get the Google 5.
No, you do not. Okay, now we have a OnePlus 8. Have you ever heard of OnePlus?
No.
Never did I until I did the research here. Wow. So this is a phone from Europe. Most of the time you buy them on Amazon unlocked, and then you go and you buy your SIM at the local carrier and you put it in the phone itself. So they are announced, they're huge in Europe. So they have a OnePlus 8T, they have a OnePlus Nord N10 5G, they got a OnePlus 8 Pro. We're going to talk about the OnePlus 8 Pro. So it charges literally 30% of your battery within 15 minutes.
Wow.
So it has the fastest charging mechanism ever. It's got a huge screen size, and it's an affordable high-end phone. Now, it doesn't have a real good zoom. So if you're trying to shoot from 10x zoom away, where the iPhone and the Samsung are really good at specific logic to understand the zoom and put in those pixels, it does not do a real good far away zoom. So if you're going to take camera pictures away.
Everything's crammed in Europe anyway.
So that's right. So it has a 90 megahertz display on the OnePlus 8, and the OnePlus 8 Pro has 120 hertz. So that means when you're scrolling through, there's no lag. It is just moving as quick as it needs to be. It's smaller and thinner than the Samsung devices and the iPhone devices. It has 3 cameras. The OnePlus 8 has 4, including a color filter. So you can actually do all your fantasy filters of your Instagram stuff built into the phone itself. And this is a premium competitor that's only $750 currently on sale right now at Amazon.
Wow.
The battery lasts over 18 hours on continuous play, watching movies.
That's nice.
18 hours and 48 minutes. And then the other at 30 frames, that was at 60 frames per second. At 30 frames per second, it's a day and a half.
Wow.
And it charges in 15 minutes. And it supports 5G bands 2, 5, 41, 66, 71, the SANSA. So essentially what that means is that if you go out and you bring in your carrier chip into the 5G bands, it supports it all. Now, if you're using this on the Verizon network, Verizon has its own proprietary network,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get the same speeds as you do on the T-Mobile network. So the T-Mobile network has the SA-NSA, so this is really a phone in the T-Mobile spectrum that you want to have. If you want a Verizon network
sounds
phone,
like,
you're going to try the other one that's
sounds
there.
Sounds like T-Mobile is mobilizing.
They are
well.
Doing pretty good. That's because they bought Sprint Spectrum that we talked about. So we're going to give a 4 stars for Verizon network and a 5 out of 5 on the T-Mobile network. So don't pay more on that phone. If you want the OnePlus 8 version, then you can go get that and get that ready to go. So we are done with our segment. But before we do that, we have a special guest. And he is going to come on right now. And I have a good friend. His name is Mark Petrie.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Petrie owns a copy and print company in the local Seattle market. And we're going to talk to Mark specifically. Mark, how are you doing?
I'm good, Nathan. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yes, glad to have you on. So Mark actually got to experience the iPhone 12 in all of its glory. So Mark.
Yeah, in all of its glory.
So he did. So he sent me some emails, and we were talking back and forth and jabbing. And so I said, you know, Mark, buddy, you need to come on as the everyday person and explain your experience on the iPhone 12. Now, I like Apple products. Don't get me wrong. And I'm going to probably buy an X this holiday season. But Mark, why don't you give us some information. How did your first experience and what happened to your previous phone to move you into this new iPhone 12?
Yeah, so everybody's excited about all the new features on the 12 that you just discussed. So I was ready to get one probably March or so. But my 8, you know, you're on your phone twice as much you used to, maybe 5-6 hours a day now. And I let my battery get down to 0 and it went poof, never to come back alive.
Oh.
So that kind of forced my hand.
Did you like your eight? Did you like your eight before that? Was it just running perfect? Okay.
Eight was great.
7, 8, and 10 are the highest rated devices. So if you have a 7, 8, and 10, those are like gold. Okay. So tell us more. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. So I've lost 2 years of data because I could not restore a backup from iTunes. For some reason, me being an everyday pipe person, I didn't write down the encrypted password, and I didn't even remember that I did do an encrypted password. Of course, I've got a password keeper for my iTunes and all that other stuff. And when your phone dies, you can't restore from the iCloud. So if you're out fishing, drop your phone in the water, you better have your iTunes encrypted password written down somewhere. So that's the key.
In your tackle box.
That's right.
Or back in your safe, not in your tackle box, because if it goes over. So currently with that phone right now, you've lost essentially everything on that phone. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Two years worth. Yep.
That hurts.
That is horrible.
That hurts bad.
So now tell us what happened when you moved to the 12. How was your first experiences with this?
I was ready to throw it out the window.
Okay. All right. And explain a little bit on that. What was that?
Okay. So I'm fortunate enough to have an IT department that's very good. And they gave me a Loaner 6. You just put in your Wi-Fi password. Boom. Everything's working fine. So I get this fancy new 12. I'm all excited. You know, even though 5G is not out in this area, in the Seattle area, for probably a year, the thing was slow as molasses. I mean, I couldn't even load web pages at all. And it would take, I literally clocked 30 to 37 seconds to load an email, a basic email.
Wow.
So, unfortunately, I took up a lot of my IT department's time trying to remedy this. And they said, they got all sorts of blogs and figured out, okay, if we add another network to a bunch of 8s and dots, that should improve it. And it improved it marginally. So the next day, after literally ready to throw it out the door, and I was using the 6 in the meantime for some things, I powered that back up, I had to reset and reboot the PC, the modem, the switch, and the router. And that finally worked to get it back to normal. But, I mean, it was 2 days of complete frustration. So when they say Wi-Fi problems, I lived it. It was terrible.
You lived it. And those, again, those were just pulled off of today's issues from the Apple.
Technology, when it works, is awesome.
So it's great.
It's way bad.
It is way bad. So I'm not going to say that the iPhone won't be good in the X 6-7 months when they come out with some software fixes. But I can tell you, with the COVID-19 processes in place, they didn't have some of the same QC factors that they would have had on their other items that they would have tested. So,
All right. No kidding,
Mark. Well, I appreciate you explaining it, and I hope you're hopefully we'll figure out how to take that phone apart and get that data backed up so you don't lose 2 years worth of pictures. But that is a note for everybody. Key note there. Make sure if you have an encrypted password, write that down so that if you lose your phone or have to get upgraded to another one, that you have those information available.
Chuck it out on the Amazon sidewalk.
Right? That's right. That's right. Okay.
Well, Mark, word to the wise.
Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate all that you guys and your brother and your family has done over the many years here. So thank you for sharing your experience with everybody on the radio.
You bet, Nathan. Now it's whiskey time.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Definitely. That's right. And speaking of whiskey time, it's time to take a commercial break right here. And we are going to sip some whiskey as you guys listen to commercials. And we'll come right back to Two Truths and a Lie.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Do you have fitness equipment at your house by chance?
Yeah, I do. I have a treadmill and a recumbent bike.
Most of mine's been sitting there because I had a problem with it and I didn't know what to do. Do you know that instead of having to buy a new unit, you could actually get the parts repaired, not replaced? What happens, Mike, when you have your equipment breakdown?
Oh, I just get and throw it away.
So Mike gets upset and decides to throw it away. But you know what, Mike? Don't get upset, because if you go to hashtag repair not replace, you can actually have Linear Electronics fix that for you. That's Linear with a Y. Visit linearelectronics.com. That's L-Y-N-E-A-R electronics.com. All one word. Make sure you call today. 1-877-7-L-Y-N-E-A-R. That's correct. 877-7-L-Y-N-E-A-R. We got it even simpler. All you got to do is text repair to 954-466-3496. That's 954-466-3496 to get a quote today for Nordic Track, Precor, Life Fitness, and many other systems. Mike, how do you think this is possible?
I don't know, but I think you're going to tell me.
That's correct. You can hashtag repair, not replace. Visit linearelectronics.com. That's L-Y-N-E-A-R electronics.com. Starting at $149 with free shipping in the United States. Mike, do not get upset. Do not use curse words when your fitness equipment repairs need to be taken care of. Get the experts. Millers from Arlington, Tennessee said the experience was great and smooth. Make sure you call today. 1-877-7-L-Y-N-E-A-R. That's correct. 877-7-L-Y-N-E-A-R.
Your business deserves the same expertise as that of a Fortune 500 company. If you need a CIO-level service, why hire a full-time staff member at $250,000 a year when you can get this on-demand service for fractions of the cost? Azure CIO On Demand will give you the steps you need to take so as to minimize interruption to your business and profitability, and provide you and your business with training and education to prevent future attacks. To get an efficiency review for your business today, contact us at www.ee-services.com.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mumm. I love Linear Electronics.
And you're ridiculous.
That was one of our most fun commercials that we've ever done. So if you ever need your fitness equipment repaired, linearelectronics.com. They are there to take care of you. Okay, so we have our True Truths and a Lie segment.
And now we have Two Truths and a Lie.
All right. So now, since I'm the host, I have made up some new rules. So we now have David as a part of our contest.
And why is that?
Why is that? Because I keep on losing. And I hate losing. So David has joined us now, and David's behind the mic. So you won't get to see his face, but he looks beautiful.
No, there's his face right there.
Do we see his face? Oh, there he is. Okay, he's maxed up and ready to go. We got the divider between us, so we're keeping safe. But Two Truths and a Lie, we are going to be talking about different items that were available for Black Friday. I'm going to give you the titles, and you're going to have to tell me which one is correct and which one is a lie. If you guys get the lie, you yourself get 2 points. Okay, so you get 2 points if you get it right, Mike. David, if you get it, you get 2 points. If you don't get it right, then I get a point. And if both of you don't get it right, so you both choose the wrong one, then I get 2 points.
Okay.
So we're going to keep a running tally, and those points will turn into dollars as we get a little later on in our competition. We'll see who owes who a nice Christmas meal. So here's two truths and a lie. Heading number one. Twice as nice. Get two 21 HP desktop monitors for $99. Cyber Monday projector deal. Save on this incredible 4K home theater, regularly $10,000, now just $19.99.95. And the Nautilus U616 upright bike is on sale for $439, over half off its normal price on Amazon. You can buy four of these bikes to one Peloton. And if it breaks, Linear Electronics will take care of it and will fix it for you. Okay, so which one of these is the lie and the other two are truths? So you have the upright bike, you have the projector, 4K, and you have a two 21-inch HP monitors for $99. Do you have yours?
I have mine.
Okay.
I might lose this one.
Oh, I hope so. I spent a lot of time. I hope so. All right, David, we're going to have you go second because we're going to go to Mike first. So, Mike, you're up first. What are you going to take?
I'm going to say the 4K projector.
You're going to say the 4K projector at $19.95 instead of $10,000. That's too cheap to be true. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right, David, it's up to you. What are you going to take of this?
I'm going to go with the bike.
You're going to go with the bike. Okay, so no one took the twice as nice. Get two 21 HP desktop monitors for $99. And you know what? My kids are going to be excited because I ordered four of these this morning. So welcome to Back Friday. So HP is going full Oprah this Cyber Weekend, and they are giving away not a standard 21-inch monitor for $69, but they are giving away two of the SE450s at 21-inch monitor, full HDMI and VGA for the cost of $99. So that is truthful. Nobody chose that. So that means I didn't win.
That means you didn't win.
That's the best right there.
I know. All right. So here we go. So David, welcome to giving me a point. Thank you very much for playing. That's why we added David. So the Nautilus U616 upright bike is on sale for $439, over half off the normal price on Amazon. And you can absolutely buy 4 1/4 of these bikes to one Peloton. Only until Monday are you able to save nearly $2,000 on the Nautilus U616 upright bike. So if you want to get working out, go get your item taken care of. And the one that was a lie. We're going to have to go quick. Here we go. The Cyber Monday projector. Mike gets his 2 points. It is on sale for $1,949.99. So it's actually cheaper than the $1,995. I tried to get you on the price.
Mm-hmm.
So it is available right now. Also, you can find them. It's called the VIV 4K UHD Laser TV Home Projector. So now, Mike, before we go, we have to give away our prize. So we have 152, a number between 1 and 152. We had 152 people sign up to win this prize. You got to give me a number between 1 and 152.
Lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13. The winner is Kenna Graham at Kenn_Graham at won themselves.
Oh, congratulations.
So congratulations on that. We are excited that you signed up. Make sure you go to our website and sign up to win great prizes. We have another prize coming up. All right. Whiskey, thumbs up.
Mike gives
a thumbs up. I give a thumbs up. We are running out of time, and our show is coming to an end. So thank you for joining episode 24. I'm Nathan Mumm.
I'm Mike Gorday.
Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us on Tech Time Radio. We hope that you had a chance to have that moment today in technology. The fun doesn't stop there. We recommend that you go to techtimeradio.com and join our fan list for the most important aspect of staying connected and winning some really great monthly prizes. We also have a few other ways to stay connected, including subscribing to our podcast on any podcast service, from Apple to Google and everything in between. We're also on YouTube, so check us out on youtube.com/techtimeradio, all one word. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it for you. From all of us at Tech Time Radio, remember, mum's the word. Have a safe and fantastic week.